Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israeli airstrikes over the last few days have created even more unrest in the Middle East. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is in Israel. He says this renewed violence has everyone on edge.
They're seeing among Jewish people more openness to the gospel. Part of that is just attached to the desperation of the situation. They are surrounded by hostile nations. Israel is thinking there's a war, preparing for it.
The International Day of Prayer and Fasting for Syria is this Saturday. Link to it at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, school's out for the summer. That means sleeping in and summer camps for most kids. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Summer camp season is a very, very important time for reaching children with the gospel.
SGA supports evangelical churches in Russia and neighboring countries. These churches hold summer camps that teach kids about Jesus. In Russia and Ukraine, that's not a problem.
But in other places, such as these Central Asian nations that are largely Muslim-dominated, these camps have to be held secretly and discreetly.
Pray the gospel goes forward safely in Central Asia this summer. And sometimes you need a different way of looking at things to understand them better. There's a New Tribes missionary team working with the Mweninka of Mozambique. Bible lessons, church planning, literacy are part of their work, but people lost interest in the literacy classes until they were shown scripture in other languages. It made no sense until they saw verses from the Mweninka translation. Then they understood that God wants to communicate with them in their own language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you one. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.